Recorded Books and RB Digital present Final Edition by Val McDermid, narrated by Caroline Guthrie.
Prologue. Glasgow, Scotland, December 1989. Jackie Mitchell stared down at the murdered body of Alison Maxwell, fear and horror mingling in equal measure. Alison was sprawled on the familiar bedroom carpet, limbs crooked, blonde hair spread round her head in a jagged halo. The ravages of strangulation had left her face barely recognisable. The scarf that was wound into a tight ligature round her neck was, however, only too easily identifiable. Jackie would know her own distinctive yellow tartan muffler anywhere. Slowly, with an enormous effort of will, she forced herself to look up. Jackie gazed round the crowded courtroom, only too aware of the accusing eyes that had already made their judgment about her guilt. The photograph she clutched in her sweating hands was her first sight of Alison Maxwell's corpse. But she knew that the number of people in the stuffy courtroom who genuinely believed that could be counted on the fingers of one hand. Certainly the 15 members of the jury, who were flicking through the prosecution's photograph album with looks of shock, horror and disgust that mirrored her own emotions, were not among them. The wiry figure of Duncan Leslie, the advocate deputy charged with presenting the prosecution case against her, paced to and fro across the wood-panelled courtroom as he gently drew every last scrap of damning information from the pathologist in the witness box. "And in your opinion," Leslie probed in his soft Borders accent, "are the features of this case consistent with strangulation by a male or a female?"